So, good evening, everybody. So we finished off yesterday with the halacha of making a bracha on an outstanding Talmid Chacham. And we're now going to proceed and we finished off, Och Shulchan says you can't make the bracha nowadays anymore because we don't exactly know what the shir of a Talmid Chacham is. Now we're going to be speaking about something slightly similar, but yet different, which is bottom line, Siv Zayin. Haroye Chachmei Umay Sa'olam. If you see somebody who is a great, outstanding scholar, who is a Gentile, Shechachomim, Bechachmais Ha'olam, so top of page 280, who is an outstanding scholar and is a very wise man, and he's an incredibly outstanding expert in Chachmais Ha'olam, in the wisdoms of the world, then you make a bracha. He also gets a bracha, not shecholak mechokhmas eliyav, which is what we say on Talmid Chacham. This is on chokhmas olam. You say boch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam shenosan mechokhmas lebasar v'dam. So somebody blessed be the Ribono shel Olam who has given mechokhmas from his wisdom lebasar v'dam to flesh and blood. Somebody is a human. That is the bracha that you say on a outstandingly. An expert in Chochmas Olam. Mishnah Bosef Kut Nyud says, "Aynu b'sheva Chochmas, the seven wisdoms, lafukim chachomim bedosam." So this is about the what we really could call it sciences, as opposed to if they're experts in religion. So somebody who is an outstanding expert in a different religion, that you will make the bracha only if it's a science, basically. If it's on a religion, an expert in a religion, you won't make a bracha. The question is about philosophy, and that also is not so posh that you can make a bracha on, but certainly any scientific. So if you see in front of you the Nobel Prize winner in physics, I don't know who it is, but it is it. Probably, yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, one that got the prize, arguably these people that are probably, I don't exactly know how Nobel Prize work. And how they choose their people, but I imagine, unless it's like protected kind of thing, I don't know how it works. But imagine that there are really genuinely people who are real. So you can make a bracha on that. Now it's actually interesting. So if you see a genuine, it's a bracha, right? It's a bracha. There's a shaila about what were you mentioning, Rabbi Feingold? What if Einstein? Right, somebody is a very extremely clever person who has developed a scientific thesis, who happens to be a Yid. So he would actually qualify in the bracha of Shenosan lechachmas lebasar v'dam, because we say, but he is actually a Yid. What bracha do you make then? Because if you look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it says Haroi chachmei umas ha'olam. This is a bracha which is designated for goyim, but he's not a goy; he's a yid. But what bracha do you make? On the other hand, normally a yid would deserve a bracha. Normally, you can't make the bracha. So, what bracha do you make? Do you make the bracha of shenasan shecholak mechmos aliyav, which is what you say on Reb Chaim Kanievs on a gadol hador? Pardon? Chochmas goyim. Very good, very good. So, if you do say Einstein. The bracha is actually, you're right, the bracha is not going to be shecholak mechmos aliyav, but the bracha is going to be the same bracha you'd make on any you'd make the bracha shenosan mechochmos alibasav adam. The achol kim who say make a combination and make a slightly different bracha, but generally the poets can agree that you're going to make shenosan mechmos alibasav adam. Who will get this bracha nowadays? He got the Nobel Prize for Peace, right? I don't know if that would qualify.
No.
I don't know if that would qualify. Nobel Prize for Peace?
You give it to someone like Stephen Hawking or Roger Penrose or...
I don't know those people.
But like, you know, what's his name? There's lots of famous mathematicians and physicists and things like that. But my question is going to be, number one, Mr. Boris says, where is it? I do Hashem HaChachmos. So we're understanding that just one of them is enough to make the bracha.
It's a very good question. It's a really good question. Because the Shevet HaLevi does say it needs to be all seven. And that's why we don't make the bracha nowadays anymore.
It has to be what, sorry?
So the Mishnah Berurah does say the source of this is that Mishnah Berurah says in its there's seven chokhmah, there's seven recognized sciences, and he needs to be an expert in an outstanding scholar in one of the in one of those seven. So the question asked is, does he need to be any of the seven, or does he need to be all seven? And it's interesting because Mishnah Berurah, and generally the poskim take on that needs to be one of the seven, but there are poskim, Shevet Alevi, Navozna, and Shevet, he does say needs to be all seven. And that's why you can't make the Bach anymore nowadays, because nobody's an expert in all the seven wisdoms. But yeah.
The other question is going to be, given the fact that nowadays you might well have women winning Nobel Prize for sciences, whether it's physics or mathematics or whatever, presumably you can, assuming you poskim like, people
who
say you can make it
on the
just an
expert in
one field, you can make it
a
woman as well?
Yep. Yep. We're going to speak soon about the queen. Yeah, we'll speak soon about the queen. Yeah, so some of the list over here on the side. This is mentioned, the way it's brought in early, but there is the equivalence nowadays. So higoyin means like, higoyin is... the science of comparison. Cheshbon is maths, so mathematical skills. Shir is probably the equivalent of algebra, or the measuring methods. I think it's probably boils down to algebra. Refuah is medicine. Nigun is music. Now Eloikus, I'm not quite sure where that is. I don't think it is. I don't think it is, but might be, but I don't think it is. The Kishuf is the science of anything which is beyond the regular. It's more like it doesn't have to be the mamush kecha tumah mamush, but it's metaphysics. That's the word. Yeah, it doesn't have to be kecha tumah, but yeah. Higoyin means the skill of comparison. His egoin means like when you're able to compare things, and I don't know what the equivalent nowadays is. Svaras. So there's a bit of a conversation in the poskim as to whether you need to have all of them, and then I don't think anybody is, or could be one. So for instance, the mathematical science is something which is a recognized science, and that's definitely one of them. So what if you have a world's expert? Is there a Nobel Prize on science on the maths? Or is it just boils down to physics, or
art, literature, physics, and chemistry?
Right.
Because it was Nobel started it however long ago.
But he started with peace, right?
There is one on stuff in peace, but nobody gave that to terrorists.
Right.
I think there's also medicine, isn't there?
Medicine. Yeah. Yeah, food is also one of them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Is there a problem with giving to, like I said before, like Einstein, a Jewish scholar in
No, you could give it to him.
Who's not sure?
No, you could give it. That latter bracha, that bracha over here, Shanas and Mechmosel Basav Adam, you could. Yeah. Okay. Now, continue to Shulchan Aruch, we see Ches. And that's the halach, which is in Britain, is one of the countries that it is relevant to, which is Malchei Yisrael, on a king of Yisrael, on a king, on Yiddish king, you make the bracha of Shecholak Mekvoidoi Lireyov. Now, by the way, the next time we can make this bracha, Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come. You can make that bracha. That's one of the four brachas you make. Pshem Zamos asked, what are the brachas that you make on when Mashiach comes, and that's one of the four brachas. Shenos shecholak mikvoid liriyov on Yiddish king, v'amalche umayse oylam on Goyish king, and that's really relevant in Britain. Rabbi Sai, Britain, who has made the bracha on the queen? Can you make the bracha on the queen? Pardon? United does.
Oh, you mean in the prayer?
No, I'm not referring to the. I'm not talking to that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the bracha of Poch. If the Goyish king, you say Boch Shenasa Mikvoid the Boss of the Boch, you make on a Goyish king. Boch, I would see next time the queen knocking on the door. You say Boch at Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenasa Mikvoid the Boss of Adam. Hashem has given some of his honor to Boss of Adam, to flesh and blood.
The queen passes
Very good. Right, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's really, really important, that Sivkot Yud Aleph. Even a blind person, when he knows that the king passed by with entourage, he knows the king is going past. Even if you are blind, if you never saw light in your life, then you can't make shamachos. But Rabbi Yisai, he says a blind person can also make the bracha when the king's entourage goes past. Why is that? Why can he make a bracha? Pardon? The noise, the matzav. You can make the bracha on the matzav of the royalty going past. So there's a poskim see from here. That what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? If you don't actually see the king, you don't actually see the king, but you see the king's chariot. You see his fancy limousine. I don't know what car they have nowadays. What's the king? The equivalent. Pardon? Yeah, whatever it is. If you don't see the actual face of the king, but you see the whole entourage, everything, the poskim will say it's loygora mesuma. Just like a blind person can make a bracha on the blind person can see because he feels the matzav. So you don't actually need to see the king, but you need to be aware of the what's called the presence. That's right, of the matzav. So similarly, also when you don't actually see the king because it's tinted windows, and you don't actually see him or her, you can still make the bracha. And that's why the poskim addressed the shaila of the queen. Do you make a bracha? We're talking about British values now. Very much in line with yesterday's share. Do you make a bracha when you see Her Royal Highness the Queen? Do you make a bracha, yes or no? Or maybe just for a male king? And the answer that the poskim say, per echad, all the poskim agree that yes, you may make the bracha, and you should make the bracha also on Her Royal Highness, or Her Royal Highness the Queen. You do make a bracha. And the bracha will be the identical bracha, Baruch Shanasan, Mikvoyto Libos of Adam, and you can make that bracha on seeing the queen. And the truth is, I do know some Yirei Shamayim, some Medechomim, who are makbet, that's going to be very much in line with the next Seif, that tells us, Mitzvah Leishtata Lirois Melochim, it is a mitzvah to seeing kings, Afilu Malchei Uvisa'olam, even kings of Gentile kings, a mitzvah to see. And that's why there are people, makbidim Yirei Shamayim, who are going to make a point of seeing the queen. And it's nothing, we see sometimes, and they will go to make, when the queen has her, once or twice a year, the opening of parliament, is that what it is? You will see her there? True, yeah? I've never been Zoicha, but I know that some people have. About the opening of parliament, is that when she's visible? Does anybody know? Opening of parliament, she goes past, and she waves. I think the opening of parliament. No, no, you know, British. Yeah, I'm a foreigner here, so it's mainly, you know. So I think there is an opening of parliament, and that's when she's pretty visible. Yeah, yeah, and that's when she is actually, she goes past a certain thing, and she's actually visible, and that's when you can make the bracha b'shem malchus. You can make the bracha b'shem malchus. And that's what some people do. Pardon? Why not? No, but it is. It's just a short version. He says, well, suma, you can only make, suma should, which the book says, a blind person who never saw it, who never saw light in his life, he shouldn't make a bracha b'shem malchus. But otherwise, yeah, no, but it does, he means, it's just a short version, yeah. Yeah. Yes?
So two questions. Number one, why do you make a bracha on the queen when she has no power and she doesn't have...
Good, that's going to be the next Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to get to that in a minute.
And the second question is, moon buzz and
they're not Malchei Yisrael because they're going. However great they were.
They weren't going. This is the whole point. Mumbaz HaMelech.
Yeah, Mumbaz HaMelech, yeah.
He was a ger.
Yeah.
And he became a ger, yeah. Was a ger as well.
Yeah.
So they both became Yidden and they were Yerush Mayans.
Yeah, so Mumbaz HaMelech probably after becoming a ger probably could make a bracha. Yeah. And before he's ger, he should make the other bracha. Yeah.
But someone who is a king and who is Jewish, but isn't
Malchei
Yisrael?
Ah, I see, that's what you mean. Good
he was
question.
The king of the Kazars, not the king of the Jews.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
was a
yeah.
Jewish king.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Good question. I think you could still make the bracha of Shenasan Mechvoy de Libos of Adam. No, you'd make Lidira of Taki, because it's a Yid. It doesn't mean. Good question. Good question. I don't know the answer. Mumba Zamelech Hopochi make, I'm not sure. Very good. So that, I almost want to get to that, because the Mishnah Berurah says the following. The Mishnah Berurah says, what is a king? So we nowadays, Britain, we're still a bit aware of the mussig of royalty, but not really in the sense we've got the splendor of the royalty, we've got the covert of the royalty, but the power and authority of the kingdom, that's a bit questionable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Define a king. The Mishnah Berurah says, if got new base, Mishnah Berurah says, Hashaltoinim she'ein oil melech aleim l'shanas divayim. So it is, a king is defined, v'don v'hoirik b'mishpat. He's somebody who has got the right, v'don v'hoirik b'mishpat. What it means is that he's judging, and he's got the right of judging, v'hoirik b'mishpat, which the poskim say, what it means is that they can either kill or pardon. Is that the word? To pardon on nefoshes. To have got the right and the authority to either kill, to bring somebody a death penalty, or to cancel somebody's death penalty. That's how you define royalty. That means that nobody can, they can even do that. Mishnah Berurah says, you can make v'al sorim, and on judges, on ministers, and on the governing body, the kind of people that are appointed by the king, and have a huge amount of authority within their area, still make a bracha with that name of Hashem. So if you've got the equivalent of somebody who's been appointed by the king, and has got a huge amount of power in a certain autonomous area, you can make a bracha with that name of Hashem. Okay, so nowadays, Her Royal Highness, it's a bit of a question, because apparently there's a bit of a discussion about that, about the de facto and in the jure aspect. Does she really have the authority or not? So apparently there is. I heard once people talking about it. What's the Rabosa, in your opinion? Does she have the right to kill and to judge people's nefoshes? No. She doesn't. She doesn't? She doesn't. Now, I heard that there is, one could argue, and I don't know enough about the legal aspect of that, but apparently one could argue that really she does, because at the end of the day, it's a kingdom. But she has really the right, but she has given up some of her right because she doesn't want to jeopardize, she doesn't want to challenge. She knows that if she would do such a thing, she would be, the royalty would be challenged and would be in jeopardy. And she would be very stupid of her to do that. But in real terms, is that, could that be that monarchy's hold, that really she's got the right really of doing that, but she would be stupid to exercise her right. Does that make sense a bit what I'm saying? Yeah? I'm getting a good British citizen, he agrees. Yeah? Yeah? So I mean, she has appointed the parliament to act on her behalf. But she's given the parliament the authority to act, and she's not going to get involved. But in theory, she could, but she'd jeopardize her own standing by doing so, because she knows that she's not an elected body.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But would she? Yeah, but if she would, yeah, would she have the right? Really? I mean, I know too little about the legislation. I know too little about it, but. Okay, but that doesn't make a difference if it could or couldn't happen. It's about the theoretic right.
Theoretically, anyone could go murder someone.
No, but that would it be considered murder?
It would be murder.
It would be murder if the. If you, would it be murder? It would be murder? So I don't know. What do you think? What do you say?
It wouldn't be murder,
exactly. If she behead somebody, that challenges her.
You can't go against the judiciary.
You can't what? She can't go to prison. Right. It's a kingdom at the end of the day. See, I'd be interested to know if somebody wants to get into this. I wonder. I heard that it's a serious. There are people who really doubt that she has got the right. It's a monarchy at the end of the day.
It's never been tested in law.
Yeah.
And so we don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that the likelihood is that it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but the truth is, the fact that it doesn't happen in practice, that doesn't make it, that doesn't, may not be relevant. But Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Frankel, Shaila, it's a very interesting Shaila. What about the president? It's the president, oh. See, the president is, we all agree that the president of the United States is not really a monarch. It's not really a king. But a lot of the definition that we have nowadays, a lot of the qualifications that we have for a king are very similar to what we see nowadays in the American president. So if you've got the American president, surely the covert that he gets and the whole matzah around the president is surely the equivalent, the modern equivalent of a monarch. I think we'll agree to that. But I don't know I've never seen the White House from the inside, or from the outside for that matter, but it's probably very similar matzav than a king. And also the fact that, that's very important, the fact that at the end of his reign, for the full 4 years, there's little that can actually push him off for those 4 years. As long as he's elected, there's very little that, he has to really get it wrong to be, he really needs to get it wrong to be out, right? And so during those 4 years of reign, or 8 years, he has a huge amount of power, and what the Mishneh Berurah defines as the most important element, the power to be done on the nefashos. And yes, he has the right of being done on the nefashos by doing what? He can. Yeah, he can pardon. He can give a pardon. Somebody who is sentenced to death, he has got the right of vetoing that. So to a very large extent, he has very similar, according to the, from the Torah perspective, from the halacha perspective, he's got very similar qualifications than a king. So Gideon, when next time you see President Donald Trump, will you make a brach or not? Next time you are, can you make a brach or not? Pardon? He did not make a bracha. Didn't make a bracha. Pardon? So the our poskim, a lot of poskim will say that yes, you can make a bracha Moshem Malchus on the American president. You can, and there's even a tshuva in Be'er Moshe discussing what about the governor, and here they put what was it, governor in America, will make a bracha. Were you in Miami? No, you made a bracha on the governor. You make a bracha on the governor of the United States, of the state. So here they point out to Mishneh Berurah that it's very similar to Vasurim Shememunah HaMelech HaKol Ivir. The Tsar, the minister, is appointed by the king on the certain areas, got a huge amount of right in his territory. So that autonomous power in that territory is very similar to the governor's rights. And therefore it's right to make a bracha on the governor without Shem Malchus. I both said we cover tonight the halachas of somebody who is an exceptionally wise person in Shiva Chochmas. You make a bracha of We spoke about the bracha of a king, and then a goy if it's we spoke about the entourage, how you make a bracha, even a summer can make a bracha, and even if you don't actually see the king personally, but you see the chariot, etc., you'd make a bracha, and we'll speak more about that tomorrow.